If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to my platform. I am so excited that you are here. Now, if you're looking at me with a side eye like, girl, what are you doing? You're absolutely right. I am on outside of the perimeters of when I'm normally live, but I had to hop on here to talk about the TikTok sensation, Risa Tisa, and her series, Who the F Did I Marry? So unless you live under a rock, you know Risa Tisa is a content creator who made a 52-part series chronicling her dating Marion and divorcing a pathological liar. Now, when I say Sis's storytelling skills are top tier, she kept me entertained like from beginning to end. I was in the choke hold, and normally I pride myself on not getting tied up in TikTok drama. Seriously, I can't tell you anything else has happened on TikTok since the app dropped, but this story was so detailed, juicy from beginning to end, and more fascinating is what's happened after it has released, okay? And so we're not going to chronicle all 52 episodes. I will drop the first one down below. You can follow Risa Tisa on TikTok and follow her story if you're interested. The first thing that I wanted to bring to light is no matter what social media platform that you're on, people are talking about it. And one of the things that I'm seeing most commonly is that people are dragging her for what happened to her. Like people are like, that's what she gets. She only knew him for 2 weeks before they moved in together. She should have known better. How do you let somebody take you for that kind of ride? And I'm like, skirt, let's be serious. In some way or another, every single one of us is guilty of playing the fool for somebody. Every single one of us. Now, maybe they didn't have us out looking at $900,000 homes or driving luxury cars and all those things, but many of us have been entangled or dating someone who has taken us for a ride. And whether it was tied up in a car or in a house or an apartment or having multiple children with somebody who we probably had no business being with, we've all been on that train at some point or another. So it's fascinating to me to see other women drag her. Many of us have done less for a two-piece from Popeyes. Let's just be real. Let's just be real. So first and foremost, let's not do that. Every single one of us has a chapter that we don't want read out loud. And when I say that, I have to go on to say, let's talk about Risa's accountability and how it is also top tier. Because she says multiple times, I wanted it to be my turn. I wanted to be married. I wanted the house. I wanted the kids. And that is a phenomenon that many women want. And so many of us have gotten into marriages. Many of us have done things that we didn't necessarily want to do or didn't necessarily feel comfortable doing, but we wanted to check the boxes and we wanted to be doing what society, our family, or the world said that we should be doing. She's not alone in that. And I refuse to alienate her. I am not validating the decisions that she made, but I just want to be real that those are things, those are decisions that we've all made on some level. Let's just be real. Secondly, I want to acknowledge that she's not stupid or dumb or any of those things. What we've experienced when we make those sorts of decisions in psych, we call cognitive dissonance. So when she first met him and he was showing up and he's paying all the bills and he's doing all these things, it kind of takes you on this emotional ride. She uses the word intoxicating. And so when the person slowly stops being the person that they were, I'm going to put this down. When they stop being the person that they were, we are truly in our brains committed to the person that they were when we first met them. So we let things slide or we're seeking confirmation at all times that that person still exists. And if you sit back for just a moment, you can probably recognize spaces in life where you have allowed a friend, a lover, a spouse, a somebody to get away with stuff because you were committed to the version of them that you wanted or you saw their potential. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Like, we're not falling in love with potential anymore, but when you look at it like that, you're like, okay, Risa Tisa, I see where you're going with that. Secondly, let's just acknowledge that she's super accountable. We're still dragging her, but how many of us are the same version of ourselves that we were in 2020? Or we can say 2019, who's the same person that they were? That period of time literally changed all of us. So many relationships, mine included, were at the make it or break it phase. Because for the first time in a really long time, we were forced to be still. And we were forced to come face to face with who we are and who we had been living around, cohabitating, sleeping next to. We really had to get silent, get quiet. And you were with this person. And many of us realized, not only do I not like that person, I'm not sure I like myself very much. And that changed people. So before we drag her and put her down and all these things, let's consider the growth. Let's consider that when she exited that relationship, she sought therapy because she recognized that those things weren't right. All of us can't say the same thing. Like, how many of us are like, oh, my heart is broken. And instead of doing the right thing, seeking therapy, seeking coaching, seeking rehabilitation, we run out and we jump into another degree program or we find somebody else. Eek. I know that I'm snatching edges today, but y'all, let's get serious. Sweep around your own front door. So let's not do that. The second thing that I want to talk about is the danger of exposing her ex-husband. So she shared this story with us. She was super vulnerable. She gives us 52 episodes, and sis is HIPAA certified because we could have been walking next to this man on the street and we never would have known it because she never dropped his name. But now his information has been leaked because TikTok people are like the FBI. They found him, his twin brother, his ex-wife, his ex-girlfriend, his ex-steps, like all these characters are being unlocked. And now this has created a fiasco. And so I urge you in your social media sharing to consider that, because some of these people don't have nothing to do with this man and they don't want their lives disrupted. And I get it. You're like, oh, Kayla, she put her business out there, so she deserves what happens. No, that's like saying if you put on all your jewelry and your mink coat, you deserve to be robbed. Don't do that. Again, do not do that. It is highly dangerous what has happened. And I pray that there are some sort of legal ramifications for the exposure of this man. And I pray for her safety. So just consider that in your sharing and liking and viewing of this story. For us, it is super entertaining. But when you sit down and think about it, it's highly vulnerable. It's a very sad situation. And it's highly dangerous for him to know who she is. If you've looked at any of his stuff, you will know he's doubling down. And he probably needs, I'm not clinically qualified to diagnose somebody, but he needs a level of help that social media and TikTok aren't getting him. And so just be mindful of that in your own sharing, in sharing of other people's lives. And as you reshare stuff, it's hee hee ha ha for us, but it's a very serious situation for Risa. So that has happened since that time as well. Which leads me to, who the F do I serve? I serve women like Risa. I serve women like you and me, women who are in deep need of self-discovery, women who need boundaries so that they can stand up for themselves, so that they can say, no, you can't drive my car. No, you can't move into my home. Women who need certainty, women who need to recognize that you're whole all by yourself and having the car and the crib and the kids is not going to make you happy if you're not already happy on the inside. Women who need that support to intentionally choose joy. Women who need support in overcoming people pleasing. Women who need a reminder that they can use their voice. Women who haven't spoken up for so long for themselves that they don't even know what their voices sound like. Women who need support to become the main character of their life so that they do not live with the backdrop of someone who is building an empire of lies. That's who I serve. So I'm happy to do that for you. Just DM coach. You do not have to be ashamed to need support. People often ask me, Kayla, like, what's the difference between coaching and therapy? Therapy is a specialized like practice by a trained professional that deals with mental health issues and relational issues. Coaching is a specialized strategy that enhances your performance in a certain area. So if you want to overcome people pleasing, if you want to set boundaries, if you want to be more assertive and more confident, if you want to strategically map out your goals and maybe, hey, we go get that house by ourselves because we're not waiting, or maybe we are going back to school, or maybe we are going to change careers, maybe we are going to build a business, whatever it is, I can support you in that fashion. And we can start to create real goals and make real progress in real time. I love you. I want the best for you. And I'm here to support you. Just DM coach, reach out. If you want something super cool, super fast, I want you to drop main character here and I will send you the link to my masterclass, Leap Into Main Character Energy. That is taking off Thursday, the 29th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am going to have replays and lifetime access available. I want you guys to be so supported, so filled with so much power that you feel like you can change the world. And if not the world, at least your life. I love you. I want the best for you. And we'll chat soon. Bye, girl.